This is Twit.
That they've kind of talked about what Xbox Windows 10 might look like, and I am intrigued by that.
Well, there's still way more questions about that than there were answered. I would say, in fact, a lot of the talk that was given at GDC was more almost philosophical about what Windows 10 is going to be on Xbox. They didn't actually show it. Like, there was no, like, we still don't know what it's actually going to look like, if it's going to be, like, desktop OS on my Xbox, which I kind of doubt. But, you know, these questions about how it's going to update and can you run apps that are on your desktop on there, like a lot of this stuff still needs to be teased and figured out. And between Build and E3, obviously they have their roadmap, you know, plan. Even Computex, I heard they're going to be out there. So there's like, they have a roadmap where they're going to be releasing this stuff in a cadence. But, yeah, Paul, if you want to talk about some of the Xbox stuff, because I know you're pretty big on
that. Well, I mean, I just, to speculate on the questions you just raised, I mean, I would imagine that Xbox One with Windows 10 looks like Xbox One, you know, just like, you know, Windows Phone with Windows 10 kind of looks like Windows Phone. I don't think that it's going to be a duplicate of what we see on the desktop. But I think the things that it will enable, you know, DirectX 12 gaming, cross-platform play, you know, game streaming, and the possibility, well, not the possibility, but the ability to run universal apps, right, that will work on Windows and the phone and on the Xbox is very exciting. It doesn't mean that every single app will just kind of happen, but I think we're going to see, you know, more apps on the platform because of this.
Well, I could tell you right now, I mean, we were debating whether we should do a Windows Phone app. If we do an app, you know, we're thinking of doing official apps for Twit. We're going to do iOS for sure. We're going to do Android for sure. We're debating, should we do a Windows Phone app? But the prospect of a universal app makes it much, much more appealing. And it wasn't just for the desktop. It's for Xbox. That's really, that would buy itself justify doing this.